happy Sabbath. Good morning, boys and girls. And I don't see very many girls, just two. The rest is all boys. Well, boys, how many of you like to go camping? Have you ever gone camping and sleep outside in a tent and in a sleeping bag? Well, I'm going to tell you an experience I had when I was between classes in the summer and down at Loma Linda when I was taking physical therapy. And we came up to see our property. We had bought a place and we didn't have the house built. Anyway, we decided to spend the night in the redwoods. So you know what the redwoods are? They're very, very large trees, and they're beautiful. Well, we got to a campground, but guess what? All the spots were taken. So the person who was there in charge said, you know, it's good weather. If you want to sleep out under the stars, you can. So we blew up our air mattresses and rolled our sleeping bags out, and we spent the night outside, not even a tent over us. And so in the morning, we hopped up, got ourselves ready, started ready to eat breakfast. Now, what do you think I had for breakfast? Mushrooms? Marshmallows? No, not marshmallows. Well, we ended up having some dry cereal, I think. And for fruit, we had cantaloupe. Do you like cantaloupe? Oh, I love cantaloupe. Well, you know, we were out there where there were some animals. So we decided that instead of throwing away all of those seeds, we'd put them out where the animals could use them. So what kind of animals do you think we were thinking of? Can you tell me what that is? That's a squirrel. Do you like squirrels? Well, we had this is a picture of a squirrel. Also, this is a golden mantled squirrel. My story is about a squirrel that's even smaller than them, has those kind of stripes, but it has stripes up on the side of the face too. A chipmunk, that's right. Have you seen a chipmunk around? You know what? Where I grew up, we used to have lots of chipmunks. Anyway, this little chipmunk found some of those seeds. And we were having our breakfast, and that chipmunk found a place to hide some of those seeds. Can you guess where it would be? No. He saw a mummy bag that wasn't rolled up. I had slept in a mummy bag all night, and I didn't get it rolled up before we ate breakfast. There's the golden mantle squirrel that looks a lot like a chipmunk, but it doesn't have the stripes up on the face like a chipmunk, and it's a little bit larger. That chipmunk was gathering its seeds and was carrying them into my mummy bag. Oh, I guess you know what I did. I had to shake out my mummy bag and get those seeds out. We had a good laugh. That was so funny. He thought he had found a good place for winter storage in my mummy bag. Well, we shook it out, and I rolled up my sleeping bag. You know, the moral of this story is, when you get up in the morning, do you ever help make a bed? Help your parents in straightening the sheets and the blankets out and all ready for the rest of the day before you go to breakfast? I should have done that, shouldn't I? Well, I got it done, but it was after that squirrel thought, that little chipmunk thought it had found a good place for winter storage. Boys and girls, be helpful with your parents. Help them make the beds in the morning and get ready for breakfast. That's the end of my story, because we took off after breakfast, then we came on the rest of the way home. So let's kneel, let's close our eyes and ask Jesus to bless. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege we have of coming to you. And we know that you love us. Help us to have that love in our hearts that we can share with our neighbors and friends. And may Jesus come soon, I pray, in your loving name. Amen. Okay. Remember to gather up the offering plates. And think of the kiddos behind you, because they all want to carry a plate.